haven't done that in a while. Yeah, thanks, Ray. Oh, yeah, good key. Look at us all together. I am so blessed. Are the lyrics, do we have the lyrics? Oh, Leo is the best. See, it does take a village, and here we are. I am so blessed. Let's know it together. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. From singing into stillness. I invite you to remove anything from your lap that may be there and to close your eyes and take a long, deep breath. And remember to exhale completely to prepare to make room to receive whatever gift it is that is uniquely yours today, right here, right now. And that beautiful daily word, protection, is the deep assurance that no harm can befall me at the level of spirit. I am guided and sustained by the infinite intelligence and love of spirit. This protection is not fear-based, it's faith-based. It's an understanding that no matter what appears in the outer world, the Christ presence within me is my enduring spiritual protection. I am so blessed. As we explore what it means to be blessed, not as a slogan or a command, but as something real, something lived, something we sometimes forget until we slow down enough to notice it. Like right now. So breathe. Inhale. Exhale at your own pace. And notice if your breath slows down a bit. And let your mind soften. Let your face soften. Let your shoulders drop just a little bit more in your next exhale. All there is this moment. whatever you brought in with you, your worries, your to-do list, your holiday planning, your feelings, your stresses, you don't need to push them away. Just let them settle to the edges. Bring your attention to your heart, that inner sanctuary where the Christ presence lives and moves and guides, and quietly affirm, I open to the blessings all around me. I open to the blessings within me. I open to the blessing that I am. There's no need to force gratitude. We're simply remembering. And let this moment be that remembering, that homecoming to truth with a capital T. In the silence, if you've drifted away, come back to this place. You're safe. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And take one more deep breath. And let's enter the rest of this afternoon together. Please welcome Adrian.
I'm waiting.
you. Thank you, Adrian. I thought that you were gonna light these candles on fire. And then I thought I was, but there's no lighter over there. Everything really is. Woo! If that does not get you right in the heart chakra, you might want to check your inner Wi-Fi. God, because woo! Thank you. Lord, I haven't said much and we've been churched. Oh my God, what an incredible arrangement. Thank you, Miss Sissy Houston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Ray, thank you, and Clyde, and John. Yeah, that song always gets me, it always has. And I was right on the cusp. It was the Hollies that first sang that, right? Yeah, and I think by the time I heard it, it was the Osmonds. Still beautiful, so beautiful. But anyway, that was way before I understood what it really means. And I know it, like anything, any art, it has different meanings to everybody. But he ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's more than just a beautiful song or a powerful song. That message paints such a clear picture of spiritual truth. Because it reminds us that we are not alone, that we carry each other, not always easily, not always perfectly, but inevitably because love insists, because love leads us in carrying each other. And it also brings us right into today's theme. Too blessed to be stressed. Doesn't that sound like something you'd see on a Hobby Lobby pillow? Or in an Upper West Side boutique at $78. And don't get me wrong, it is a great affirmation. Frame it, say it, paint it on reclaimed barn wood. Put it on a post-it note on your bathroom mirror. But as a life philosophy, sometimes let's be honest, it's a little aspirational. Right? Anyone? Because we live in a world where blessings and stress are not mutually exclusive categories. We are blessed and stressed. Expanding and resisting, grateful and grieving, courageous and terrified. We are divine and we are deeply human. If you are breathing, welcome to the human condition. Welcome to Earth School, where the curriculum is all of it, all at once. The Unity teachings, they call us to go deeper, not to deny the human experience. Unity principles remind us to infuse it with truth. We're not called to slap a smiley face sticker on a cracked windshield and say, "It's all fine, I see nothing here." In fact, pretending to be too blessed to be stressed, while our insides are screaming, is spiritual bypassing, dressed in a nice platitude. It's a great bumper sticker, a great pillow. The truth is, we can feel stress and still be blessed. But stress is loud, and blessings whisper. And what we focus on expands, right? Our third unity principle. Who knows it? No, say it. It's like, yeah, I know it. Yeah. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Then there are the people, bless them, who live not as though they are too blessed to be stressed, but as though they are too stressed to be blessed. Ever met them?
Yeah.
I know it's none of you, I know that. Walk into a room with them and the plants start drooping. Wah, 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 wah. They'll tell you all the reasons something won't work before they even know what the something is. You know? And the irony is, in spirit, there's no such thing. You can never be too stressed for blessing. Spirit does not withhold blessings. Spirit doesn't stop being what spirit is. But we can stop noticing. And we do. We can close the blinds and then complain that it's dark. And we do. Kelly Clarkson sings in a new song that I found called Blessed. Sometimes it's so easy to forget to be grateful for the life I've been living. Yeah. The forgetting is easy. The remembering is the spiritual practice. Now, sometimes the stress we cling to is familiar. It's like the old saying, better the hell I know than the heaven I don't. Right? You got it? Because even if it's not good, at least I know my way around it. I know how to function. I've memorized the furniture. I know where not to stub my toe. Change could be worse. Change is that big blank canvas staring at us. And we think, what if I paint it wrong? What if I mess it up? What if the unknown is worse than what I already know? But here's the spiritual contradiction to that. We pray for transformation and then resist the very thing that transforms us. Anybody? We pray, let me grow, but secretly mean, let me grow, but don't move anything. Leave everything the same and make it painless and quick and preferably by the end of the day. Unity also teaches, this is our first principle, there is only one presence and one power, God the good. Notice it does not say there is one presence and one power, but only when everything is calm and convenient. God is the good in the blessing, and God is the good in the stress. And the gratitude and the grief in the letting go and the becoming. And again, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Not thoughts that deny reality, not thoughts that pretend everything is perfect, but thoughts intentionally chosen. Where's my attention? What am I watering? He Ain't Heavy reminds us that we are on a long and winding road to who knows where. And that's life. That's spiritual growth is what it is. That's Thanksgiving dinner with relatives. But what this song tells us, what Unity affirms, is his welfare is my concern. His welfare is my concern. Because we belong to each other. Can you feel that right now? We belong to each other. And when we remember that, our stress shifts to compassion. Our burdens become connection. Our blessings multiply. Our focus has shifted. In the early part of November, I declared this a month of gratitude. You know, hey, it's Thanksgiving. But not as a seasonal condiment, something to sprinkle on turkey once a year. Gratitude as a practice of perception, a way of seeing, a way of being, a spiritual muscle, a spiritual practice. And the more we use it, the more it uses us. Gratitude opens the blinds, so the blessings already present can be seen. We don't even need a candle as light. We just need to open the blinds. My invitation to you today is not to eliminate stress. That would probably be called impossible. Stress is an opportunity to grow. The invitation is to choose where we place our attention and to return again and again to the very truth of our blessedness. Not because everything is perfect, because God is present. Because the Christ within is always guiding, always, without fail. Because love is always available. Because you are always supported, even when life feels like a mess. Even when the world feels like it's on fire. Even when you're tired. Blessing is not the absence of difficulty. Blessing is the presence that carries us through it. There's a stunning song from Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George that isn't just about a painting. It's about creation itself, about composition, about the way life becomes a work of art, always unfolding, shimmering with color, the color or colors we choose, constantly receiving new strokes of blessing and grace. Every choice you've made, every lesson you've learned, every heartbreak, every triumph, every moment of forgiveness, every moment of courage, every moment that you remembered, you were blessed. It's all brushstrokes. Your life is a canvas and you are co-creating it with the Christ within you. That remembering, that choosing, that co-creation. That's what makes your canvas beautiful. It's your sacred art. Your masterpiece in progress. It is your Sunday. It's not perfect, but it's beautiful.
Through a rich road.
Oh, thank you, Voices in Unity. And thank you and welcome back, Sandra Winter.
Wow, what a gift, right? The gift of music, the gift of color, the gift of just being here together today. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the gift of giving. Because you see, the fact that we are here is a gift. The fact that we are breathing is a gift. The fact that there is a Unity of New York, huge gift. Huge gift. So we're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate the gift of life, the gift of giving. Because every moment that we're here, we're receiving something. We're receiving air. We're receiving the gift of a hug from somebody we may or may not know. We're receiving the gift of sound, of music, of color. And all of this comes because we have given something, right? A very wise young man who I know from another community said, we get because we're meant to give. Think about that a second. We receive something because we're also meant to share something. So as we prepare to receive our offering, we're receiving an offering, yes? We're receiving an offering because we are being invited to share some of the substance that we have received. And some of the substance that we've received comes in the form of dollars. Some of it comes in the form of all that we've already received this morning or this afternoon. And so when we share, what we're doing is we're contributing to that cycle of giving and receiving. So I just want to invite you to think a minute about all that you've received so far this afternoon, and all that you've received this week, and all that you've received because you are part of this community, and to contribute as generously as you can. Even if you're a pledger like me, I want you to think, as the little basket passes by, think about what else you may have received this week that you want to pay forward. Because I'll tell you something from my own experience. As that little one reminded me this past weekend, we receive so we can give. Everything that I have ever given to this community has come back to me tenfold and more in ways that I cannot even recount. So we have lots of ways to give. You can put something in the basket. You can text a donation. You can be a pledger. You can contribute to the Pledge Plus program. But I really want to invite you to, as you're considering what you want to give, just remember also just how much you receive every day by virtue of being alive. And you're alive here now. God bless you all.
Sandra, thank you so much. Thank you. And I say ditto. No matter how much I've given, I am blessed beyond measure. And the blessings just keep multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And each of you is a blessing to me right now. And I mean that, even if it's your first time here. You're a blessing right here, right now, today. Just your presence, just for saying yes to showing up. So if you have your gift, your donation, your blessing ready, I invite all of you simply to place your hand over this heart space. We've referred to this heart space today. We've talked about this heart space. and feel the power of this heart space. And feel that power going out, emanating, connecting all of us to each other. And in this field of energy, let's know our affirmation, offertory affirmation together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And so it is. And let's say amen. Let the church say amen. I know that most of you know it, and if you don't, it could not be easier. You can sing la 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 as long as you participate in the energy. I invite you to stand and let's know together. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Someone near you. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let's bring it on home. God has spoken. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah and amen. And speaking of blessings, once more, here's Adrienne Buckley, all the way from the middle of Connecticut. Mama, the top of Connecticut. Mother of three. Welcome home.
Right?
Yeah. It's quiet all around me. Only sound here in the silence is the snowflakes falling down. Just like glitter on the ground. Another year has come around. Makes me think about the times when I had nothing but the dreams up in my head. Never hanging by a thread. Few desire in my chest. But now I'm blessed. Looking in the eyes of my children.
Surrounded by the love.
but it feels like a mess. I'll never be perfect, but I try my best to remember I'm blessed, looking in the eyes of my children, blessed, grateful for the life I've been given. Sometimes I take it for granted, but I remember that I'm blessed. Surrounded by the love I've been given, and grateful for the life I've been living. Sometimes I forget, but I remember when I'm here.
You are blessed.